Hello and welcome to another podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard is from a new CD of works by Spanish composer Federico Moreno Trova, born in 1891 in Madrid. Trova is best known for his guitar music, music that unmistakably reflects his Spanish homeland and its love affair with the guitar, a love shared by the featured soloists on this recording, the great Spanish guitarist Pepe Romero, and his star student, Vicente Covés. That was from Trova's Diálogos entre Guitarra y Orquesta, Dialogues Between Guitar and Orchestra. Federico Trova was born into a musical family. His father was a well-known organist who started teaching the youngster music at an early age. In 1918, an event occurred that would influence Trova's musical direction. It was then, at the premiere of a new orchestra piece of his, that he was introduced to the Spanish guitar virtuoso Andrés Segovia. Segovia asked the young composer to write him a piece. According to Segovia's own writing, in a few weeks he came up with a slight but truly beautiful dance in E major. In spite of his scant knowledge of the guitar's complex technique, he approached it accurately by sheer instinct and, to my joy, the work remained in the repertoire. It was the beginning of a lifelong friendship that helped establish Trova as one of the great composers for the guitar, despite the fact he didn't actually play the instrument. Although best known for his guitar music, Trova was prolific in many areas. He wrote several zarzuelas, a kind of Spanish light opera. He wrote 9 ballets, quite a bit of choral music, orchestral music, piano music, even songs. But today's podcast focuses on his guitar music. From the Dialogue Between Guitar and Orchestra, here's the third movement. Like most really good composers, Trova knew how to do a whole lot with very simple means. In this case, a few high string notes and quiet beats on the timpani, leading up to a simple but very beautiful tune in the guitar. it's impossible to look at Taroba, Pepe Romero, or Spanish guitar music without at least a brief look at flamenco. Flamenco is a style of folk music and dance that developed in the Andalusia area of southern Spain, though both the music and dance were probably also influenced by the Romani or Gypsy people that were living in Spain at the time. It was first mentioned in written literature in the late 1700s. All kinds of music now draws inspiration from flamenco. One of the best-known examples is Miles Davis's flamenco sketches from his 1959 album Kind of Blue, one of the best-selling jazz albums of all time. But in its original forms, flamenco was pretty simple, often using just singing, guitar playing, dancing, and hand clapping in a range of basic rhythmic patterns and forms. Flamenco artists create unique works of music, song, and dance. In order to be any good at it, one must not only understand all of the elements of flamenco, but really feel them from the inside, feel them in your bones, as some people would say. In the case of Taroba's flamenco-influenced guitar music, such as his Concierto on Flamenco, the challenge is double. You need someone who understands both the classical guitar playing style and who also really feels flamenco. And Pepe Romero is just such a person. From that Concierto on Flamenco, here is a bit of the first movement titled Fandango. Guitar-like instruments go way back, way, way back. There are Egyptian tomb paintings going back almost 4,000 years that show an instrument called a tanbur, with a small body, a long neck, and several strings that were plucked. More recently, meaning since the Renaissance, Spain has played an important part in the development of the guitar as a concert instrument. At a time when the lute was gaining favor in much of Europe, the five-string guitarra latina was gaining popularity in Spain. Then over the next couple of centuries, the popularity of the guitar spread throughout Europe, where it was often called the Spanish guitar. At the same time, Spain began to produce a long succession of outstanding guitarists who would help elevate both the instrument and its music. people like Fernando Sor in the early 1800s, and Antonio de Torres and Francisco Tárrega, who flourished later in the 1800s and whose fame spread to the concert halls of Europe. At the same time, the guitar had been adopted throughout Spain as a folk instrument, most notably through flamenco. What Taroba does in much of his music is to bring these two strands back together, classical and flamenco. That was from the third movement of Concierto en Flamenco. The soloist was Pepe Romero. Pepe Romero comes from a kind of musical royalty, and he certainly comes from guitar royalty. His father, Celedonio Romero, was one of the world's great guitarists, and his two brothers are also outstanding guitarists, and the four of them, father and three sons, toured the world, performing together as the Romero Quartet. Entertaining kings and queens, performing with the world's finest orchestras and conductors, and delighting audiences on practically every continent. As if that weren't enough, Pepe Romero has had an equally active solo career, with concerts all over the world, commissioning new works for guitar recordings. Just reading his biography is exhausting. I can't imagine how he finds time to sleep. In 1996, King Juan Carlos of Spain knighted Pepe and his brothers, fitting recognition for their immense contributions to Spanish culture. And for their millions of fans around the world? I suspect this honor merely confirmed what they knew already. And now Pepe Romero is helping to train the next generation of great guitarists. Here is his student Vicente Coves, also featured on this CD, playing a movement from the Suite Castellana, a lovely, thoughtful piece for solo guitar simply called Danza. You have been listening to music by Federico Torroba and performances by guitarists Pepe Romero and Vicente Coves with the Malaga Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Manuel Coves. This album includes two works for guitar and orchestra, the Concerto on Flamenco and the Dialogues, as well as a number of charming pieces for solo guitar. It's an altogether delightful album, and it's now available both at record stores and online. Naxos catalog number 8.573255. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the end of the last movement of Concierto on Flamenco. I hope you can join me next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.